with us Aaron Sable, the Medina School's new superintendent. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me here this morning.
So your school will be starting 2 weeks from tomorrow?
We're only 2 weeks away, August 17th.
And any reason why they have different, like this sort of an earlier start time, or is this a typical time for
schools? I think it's become typical for schools to start the year a little earlier. I think it helps out with a high school calendar, especially with midterm exams and things like that heading into winter break.
Now, would you like an extra week to get things ready? You're relatively new at the position, right? How long have you been in the supers?
This is going to be my second day as superintendent of Medina City Schools. Yeah, I was hired back in the spring. I've been working with David Knight, the former superintendent, to transition over the last 3 months. But my official start day was yesterday, so kicked it off with a board meeting. Now this morning on the radio.
Board meeting.
Yes.
That's how you start your career. Well, that's with a board meeting.
That's a tough act to follow, Craig. We're going to have to kind of at least do our best.
Well, once you got through the board meeting, then what happened yesterday?
Really what we're doing is trying to establish things for the start of school year on August 17th. Something that's really important to me heading into the school year is involving our community in the schools and making sure that our schools are a representation of our community. So we'll be developing a superintendent's transition committee. We'll be recruiting members from the community, teachers, classified staff, board members to participate in that group to help develop goals for the district. And what's really important to us, to me, is that we develop tangible goals. So goals that we're going to not only be able to create and work towards, but actually have timelines to meet so that our schools are a product of our community. And that's why we want the group involvement.
Talk a little bit about your path. This is your first role as a superintendent?
It is. Okay. I spent the last 8 years at Copley-Fairlawn City Schools, where I was a high school principal there, and for the last 6 years, an assistant superintendent. The opportunity here at Medina City Schools opened up, and I really love Copley, so it was a tough decision to decide to apply for a position. It had to be the right place. And Medina City Schools was the right place. It's the only place I interviewed for this past year for a superintendency, and I was fortunate enough to be offered the position, and here I am, day two.
What was it that made this one so special?
I think it's the community. There's been a few bumps in the road for the school district over the course of the last 6-7 years. And to see the community rally together to support the schools, to turn things around, with Dave Knight coming in, rebuilding bridges and connections, it's that strength and support of the schools that drew me. It's important to me to be in a school system that the community really takes pride in.
What part of the school education process, I guess, do you really feel a passion for? Is it, kindergarten, youth, young kids? Is it sort of molding the middle schools? Is it getting the community involved? What part of that do you really think is important for you?
I don't know that you can place importance on one piece. I think it's all important. Students' development, whether they're in kindergarten, whether they're middle school, whether they're in high school, helps to prepare them for the next level. Ultimately, our goal is to prepare students for life, college, career readiness. So the most important thing is that we have that collaboration within the school, across all grade levels, with the community, and make sure that we're preparing our students for a career, military, the university, wherever they're planning on going, and helping them find that best fit for themselves.
Before your first day of school on August 17th, will there be an opportunity where you get together with staff and teachers and sort of introduce yourself and kick things off? Is that planned?
That's definitely planned. I was actually invited to the end of the year ceremony at the end of last school year by Dave Knight, former superintendent. So I had the opportunity to speak to the entire staff at that time. Coming up next week, we're going to have an administrator retreat, and AI Root has been nice enough to lend us one of their rooms, so we're going to get off campus so we can have a full day retreat where I can get to know the administrators can get to know me, and we can do some planning and goal development heading into the school year. We'll have a kickoff assembly program for our entire staff a day or two before school starts, and we've invited our cheerleaders, our band. We really want to make it a celebration heading into the school year.
A lot of the superintendents we talk to are involved a lot in social media. That's sort of their connection, not only to the community, but even to the students. Is that something that you're involved with or looking forward to participating in?
For sure. I'm very familiar with Facebook. I actually started a Facebook page during my interview process because I wanted an avenue for people to be able to reach out to me and get to know me outside of the school walls within the community. And I've continued that. I do have a Facebook page. So go on there, like my Facebook page, so you can see the great things that are going on in the district. We're in the process of getting together a Twitter feed, so those two items will be linked together. And we're getting ready to launch our brand new website, and that'll be ready to roll before the beginning of the school year, so within the next few weeks. And all of those multimedia sites can be accessed through our website.
It's important that we find for the schools to really be engaged with the community, not just if they have a student or not. It becomes broader for that, especially when you come back to ask for money. You want to make sure that you're always in contact with them. What are some of your plans to sort of still stay connected with the community, even those who are not involved with the school, with students?
No, I think that's extremely important. Like I said earlier, one of the big things that attracted to me was the passion for the schools here in the community. So continuing that community involvement, opening our doors, making avenues for senior citizens or other individuals in the community to come in when there's not a levy, because we know it's best for our community, and our schools are a product of our community. An example of something that I've done in the past and been involved in is bringing senior citizens in to work with high school students to take computer classes taught by high school students, teaching them how to set up Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, working with digital photos, bringing senior citizens in to work with elementary students and do reading workshops. In the past, we brought community members in to help with extracurriculars, whether it's the band, the play, or the musical. We want to tap every resource we have in the community.
You know, you'll be starting a new school year in a new school system. What do you miss? Do you think you're going to be missing most from the Copley-Fairlawn area? They haven't been there for many years, and you kind of have a new routine this season.
I think the thing I'll miss most there are the students and the staff, just outstanding people at Copley-Fairlawn. But I have to tell you, after being here for only a short time, I'm experiencing the same thing here at Medina. The welcoming that I've had into the district has really been special for me. And I'm not just talking about the community, I'm talking about the administrators and the staff, and there seems to be a real energy right now. I was interviewing a candidate a few weeks ago, and he mentioned that, well, Medina seemed like a sleeping giant to him, a large school district that's ready to really make a mark, and I thought that was a really accurate and smart comment, and it's dead on. We're sleeping giants, and we're starting to wake up. We're going to become involved at the state level. We're going to do everything we can to improve our academics. And we are going to be one of the best schools in the state of Ohio.
With any school system, there is education, of course, at the forefront, but there's always that pesky little thing called money. Where are you today with that financially?
Good question. We're trying to extend our levy as long as we can. Projecting out, we're looking at a levy potentially going on the ballot within the next 2 to 3 years. I don't want to settle on a date because one of the things that we're going to be doing over the course of this year is that strategic planning that I mentioned, and taking an evaluation of what the community wants and the district needs are. That's going to determine the direction of our dollars over the course of the next several years. And one of my goals is to listen to the community. What do they want from their schools? What kind of schools do they want? That drives when you have a levy and what kind of levy you have, because that impacts expenses.
We appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing a little bit of that as your school day will start in about, well, you're still working out. We found out there's a lot going on in the summertime when they get
it's nonstop
cleaning the buildings, getting them ready, getting everything for all the new kids that'll be coming through. And we appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Go Bees.
Our guest this morning, Aaron Sable, the new Medina School Superintendent. Again, kids, your schools start 1 week from tomorrow. That's why they're having
two weeks.
Sorry. All right. Look at that. Go back to bed, as they say. But they're busy. I see a lot of the kids out there now at the Medina County Fair, with the 4-H'ers and the young kids there, too. So they're doing a lot as they get ready for
this. All our athletic and music programs just kicked off this past week as well. So
yep. All going.
High school's very alive.
Absolutely it is. When the month of August rolls around, school is not too – I saw the ads for the school supplies already. So that's going on. And the new kids –